We are learning the Sechlis Bava Basra, Dav Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're starting on top of Dav Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, going through the seven brises that the Gemara had a simon before on Dav Tzadik Abayz and yesterday's Dav. Tanu Rabbanan, Amos Dakrim Be'eretz Yisrael, B'dvarim Shiesh Behem Chayi Nefesh. In Eretz Yisrael, you should not make profit too much on things that are essentials. Kegoyin Geinois, Shemona Mislosos, wine, oil, and flowers. Which means that you shouldn't have a middleman. Usually when you have a broker in between, that's what raises the prices. So the price is saying is, in Eretz Yisrael, the balabatim who actually grow the wine and the oil and the flour, they should sell straight from their properties and not use a broker, because the broker raises the price, and these things are essentials, and therefore you shouldn't raise the price. Omar lav Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, shem istakeh b'yayin v'shemen. He used to make money and use a broker for yayin and shemen. What's pshat? B'yayin savar lo kirab Yehuda ben Maseir, we had before. But Yayin also, because Rav Seira holds that since wine causes tifla, causes averis, and causes people to not do the right thing, so you can export it. Same thing here, so you could charge extra money. It's not such an essential. B'shemen, there's a lot of oil there, and therefore it was mutter to use a broker because there was a lot of oil. You couldn't overprice it anyway because there was a flooded market of shemen, and therefore it was not a problem to be mistaker in these things and use a middleman. Tanu Rabbanan, Amos Dakrim Pamayim Bebeitzim. You can't be mistaker Pamayim twice by Beitzim. What does that mean, Pamayim? Oma Mori Bar Mori. You're not allowed to do double. You're allowed to up the double, means you're allowed to charge 99% profit, but not 100% profit. You can't use two brokers, because you use two brokers, the price goes up. Now, the guy with the first shot says, by eggs, you're allowed to charge double, almost double. Shaila is, we said before on yesterday's daf, that mistaker, now mistaker more than a shtus, more than a sixth. Here, being mistaker, much more than a sixth. So the Rashbam answers that Beitzim don't have so much Chayin Nefesh. And therefore, they have little Chayin Nefesh, not so much. And also, it's a lot of Tircha, so you could charge up to that. So they learn up in the Rashbam, there are three levels. Level one is Chayin Nefesh, you only let a charge up to a Shtus. Level two is like Beitzim, which you go up to 100% profit, and V'loyad V'chlal. And then there's things that are Stam extras, like Tavlinin, different type of spices. They're allowed to charge even more than 100% profit because those things are not chayin nefesh at all. Beitzim are a little bit chayin nefesh. What sets the best price?
Yeah.
It's the
I'm an egg.
What's the wholesale price? The set price is the wholesale price. The stock is always the broker. No. The wholesale price is the price. Now, the broker who buys it shouldn't take more than a sixth. It's the broker. He shouldn't make more than a sixth. He buys it for 100, he shouldn't sell for more than 120. But by the eggs, we're saying he can sell up to 190, he can sell up to. So therefore, that's the cheshbon. Tanu Rabbanan, Masriyim Apakrimatria Afil B'Shabbos. The halacha is, you're not supposed to daven for stam things on Shabbos. You're not supposed to daven, not by kashrus on Shabbos. But there's certain times where you'll be Masriyim, you'll be screaming in tefillah. For what? A prakamatria shahuzlo, which means the prakamatria went down in price, which means people who sold expensive clothing, and aniyim don't buy this. So we don't want it to go down. Only ashirim buy expensive clothing. And now the market changed and the price went down. Everyone's losing their parnasa. Such a tzara like that, they even daven on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yechon, kegoyin kli pishtum abavel, these linen clothing in Bavel, v'yayim shem eretz shol, or yayim shem eretz shol, if it goes down in price like crazy, so then we daven on Shabbos because it's terrible for parnasa. Om Rav Yosef, who dissolved the Kama Asara B'Shusef, it went down so much that something for $10 went down to $6, then you start screaming on Shabbos for this because this is terrible deflation, and in this is the case, people are going to lose their parnasa. And like the Rashbam says, so therefore, we don't want to go down so price. Who dissolves Dr. Rashbam? Kokach, the Kim Asar Begodim, and Mei Shisa, Shahuzu Kavil Machsa, went down almost a half. There, you're Masriim, even on Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Yoitzim Eretz Chosar, you're not to leave Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you have much more mitzvahs. You're not to leave Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah, Yishv Eretz Yisrael. And besides that, there's a mitzvah, there's different mitzvahs in Kayim Eretz Yisrael. You're not to leave Eretz Yisrael, Chosar, Elmkin Omdu Shosayim Besela. If there's a problem that there's terrible inflation, and sasayim cost the seller, then you can leave already. Rav Shimon, Amosav is not shame with likach. Rav Shimon says nothing to do with inflation. It has to do with if there's product to buy. If there's nothing to buy, then you can leave. I was mentioned mighty likach. I feel I'm the saw of a seller, even more crazy. One saw of a seller, such inflation, lo yate, should not leave. That's the starts, the Megillas Rus starts off. There was Elimelech married to Naomi, and they had two children, Machlan and Vikilion. They left Eretz Yisrael, and they went to Moav, and we know what happened to them. They died. Now, what happened to them? What was the reason they died? The Gemara says, and they supported the whole city. They left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. It says in the Pasuk that when Naomi came back, it says, is that Naomi? And we dash the word Zois, it's like Chazi, Chazois. My Zois Naomi, Omra Yitzchak, Omra Chazisem, Naam Naomi, she lost the Eretz Chutz La'aretz. Didn't you see Naomi who left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz? Also, look what happened to her. She lost her entire family. For Omra Yitzchak, why was everyone around seeing Naomi walk into the city? Like, it's not a normal thing that Naomi walks in, everyone sees her. The Gemara says, you know why? That was the day that the wife of Boaz died. It was Yujul Vaya, and that's when everyone saw her. That's why people say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makdim Refuah Lamaka. Boaz has lost his wife, and in walks his wife, Rus, into the country. Even before the mace dies, Kaim Amonu Beisa. The person who's going to take them over already is prepared. In this case, where Boaz died, Boaz's wife died, and look who came, Rus came. Omar Rav. Iftson Zeh Boaz. In the Shoftim we have, one of the Shoftim, his name was Iftson. It says, V'yishpit Acharav Es Yisrael Iftson Beis Lechem. Who is Iftson? You know who Iftson is? Zeh Boaz. So Mike Kamash Blon. Now what's it teaching us? Okay, Iftson's Boaz, what's it teaching us? Zok Gemara teaching us ki idok the Rab Rav Huna, Dom Rav Huna Rav, Meyav Esther Meshtoyis also Boyaz Lebanov. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, this pasuk it says about Iftson. It's the next pasuk after Yisrael Acharav Israel Iftson Beis Lechem. Next pasuk says that he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He had 30 sons. He had 30 banois which he sent out to get married. He brought in 3 daughter-in-laws to marry his sons. Heavy banov, menachutz. He had 60 children. Each one he made 2 sudas for them. One was a sudas erison. He made the vart, and the other one was sudas asum, which was the chasana, including shavrachs, all called one suda. Some of them were in the father's house, at his house, some were in the Shver's house. And all of them, he did not invite Manoach. Manoach is Shimshon's father, who did not have any children at that time. So he didn't invite Manoach, because some say Manoach was Amoritz, and you don't invite Amoritz to a Suda. And he didn't invite him because he wasn't going to pay him back anyway. Oma Kudna Akara, this mule who was Akara, my probably hasn't going to pay me back. Now, so far we still don't know the lesson. V'tana, it says, V'kul meisi v'chayav. All these 60 children died in the life of Boaz. V'hayu dami inchi, b'chayecha d'ilad ha-shisim, shisim lamalach. Ich v'voilod, go be meilud more kids, chad, the m'shisim zaras. Maybe he'll be better than the 60. Which Rashbam explains the Gemara like this. That we're teaching us that Ifzon is Boaz. That means that we know Ifzon had 60 children, means Boaz had 60 children. Even though Boaz had 60 children, he was very old, he still got married and had more children. And this teaches us the halacha of Beboika Zara Zarecha, Erev Al Tanach Yedecha. That the Pasuk says in Keheles that in the Beboika, when you're young, plant your seeds, Erev Al Tanach Yedecha, don't stop when you're older. Because the Pasuk says, Ki any day is a yuchshar, hazeh oizeh, mishneim kechotayim. You don't know who's going to be the good one. And here also, what happened at the end of the day was that Boaz, all his children died. And if it was good that he had another child, and this child was even better than 60, like the Gemara says. What's 60 good for you? Go have another one. The Meshisim are maybe better than all 60. And Kachava, who came out of this? Boaz had a child, Oyved, and from there came out David HaMelech, who is better than 60. David HaMelech was better than 60. Now, we know what the Medrash that says, that the day that Boaz married Ruth, he died. So it turns out, if all 60 kids died in his lifetime, it was before this day. So it's not a Raya, not a child. So obviously this Gemara is arguing with that Medrash. Because here it's mashma that when he got married to Mirus, he still had 60 kids. Someone owes 60 kids. And Rav Ramah says, Klar, a dying bonum harbi. He had a lot of kids at that time. And still he went to have more kids. And that's why it's right in Sisoi. But if you learn that he died that day, that means his kids died before that, so it wouldn't be a raya to this Yisoi. So I'm thinking Gemara, the woman Gemara on this recording. I'm Rav. Elimelech v'salmoin uploini amoini v'avi nomi kulam b'ninachshon ben another v'him. We know that Elimelech and Salmoin and Pliny Amoini were brothers. Salmoin was the Avi Boaz, and Pliny Amoini was a closer relative than Boaz, because Boaz was a nephew of Elimelech, and Pliny Amoini was a brother. And therefore, Pliny Amoini really had the first rights to marry Rus and to begoil the Sada, and the next in line was Boaz. So they were all brothers. Elimelech, Salmoin, Pliny Amoini, and Avi Nami were all brothers. And who were the father? Kulon ben Nachshon ben Aminadav. They're all the children of Nachshon ben Aminadav. So my kamash, what's the chiddush? That still Elimelech got a terrible einish. Shafilu mishas leischus avos. Even though Elimelech had gevaldik eschus avos, Nachshon ben Aminadav still in him merits labishos yoyis merits chus haaretz. If someone leaves Eretz Yisrael, it's not a good thing. And even if he has chus avos, it will not help him.